Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Psalm 139, verse 16. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. And if that verse is true, then that means that we ought to take advantage of every day because God has an agenda for us, and finding His will in one day increments and doing it with the right attitudes, well, that's what life is all about.
It is interesting, though, that, you know, as you talk about that wonderful verse and that, what a great picture that is about how God's intimately involved in our day-to-day lives. And we know that, of course, it's one of the principles, rather, the four spiritual laws that Campus Crusade's used for years. I mean, God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. But it still seems like probably that question, why am I here, is maybe one of those purpose questions or ones that maybe you hear most often as a pastor.
Well, people are looking for purpose in life, and one of the reasons is because we live in a society, as you talk about so often on your radio show, that is fully secularized now and atheistic. And if you believe that you're just some random product, a primordial sludge, that you're not made in the image of God, that there is no creator watching over you, that your future is nothing but despair, and that the world itself is one day going to come to an end, and the universe itself is going to burn out, and one day everything will be as though nothing had ever been. If you live like that, then, well, you're always looking for a purpose in life because there is none. But the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that our purpose in life is to please Him whether we are alive or dead. And that's a wonderful verse, because that tells us that really nothing changes at the moment of our death in terms of our great intentions in life. The moment before we die, we have a great purpose to please the Lord. And the moment after we die, the purpose is the same. And there is a continuity between heaven and earth for the child of God. And that means that every day we wake up and we say, well, this is another day to do the Lord's will and to serve Him and to please Him. And that's the kind of purpose in life that the world can never find in its secularism, but which we wouldn't give up for anything.
You address a wonderful verse in Mark 6:31 and suggest that the three words at the end of that verse are probably the most important. Talk about that.
Jesus said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. We all become weary and tired. We even become exhausted. But to stay in a condition like that for too long is detrimental. And the Lord wants us to have rest in our souls as well as with our bodies.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.